Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Michael Grayson is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Michael spent a career in the credit industry. He retired and started his own business a dozen or so years ago, and the Grayson Financial Services Company. And he's been, since then, he's been helping industry, businesses, and individuals with their credit, understanding how credit works, understanding how their credit, their relationship with credit works. Many of you see him on television. He's written books, including his new one called Extreme Credit, and he's here to talk to us about our personal credit and our business credit. Michael Grayson, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here, Michael. Small business owners there's a very fine line between our life and our business. The two weave a very fine seam between the two, between our personal life and our business, and that is not true of anything more than our credit, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. And you know, it's been, you know, the lines have kind of been blurred. There's been a major shift in the credit industry, and so, you know, a lot of small business owners maybe not up to speed on new techniques for developing funding options, or maybe they're not as well read on credit and how to access capital. So I'm very, you know, excited to have this opportunity to share some information.
Well, we're here. We're glad to have you here to do that. And, you know, one of the things that has happened over the years, just to sort of set the table a little bit here, Michael, if you start a small business, in the day one, your business has no credit because you just started. And so whatever credit you get will be your personal credit, whether it be a credit card or if a bank makes you a loan. They make the loan. They might actually put the loan in the business's name if you ask them to. If you don't, they won't. But if you ask them to, they might. But, Michael, they're still going to make you sign two places. They're going to make you sign as the president of your company and as an individual guarantor. So this personal credit. And that's the way they do with most folks until the business gets enough critical mass that the assets, the audited, verified assets, can justify that kind of credit. Otherwise, basically all small business credit is personal credit.
You're absolutely correct. Now, I would say 5 years ago, before the economic meltdown, it was much easier to obtain non-personally guaranteed funds,
yep,
or to establish what's called a non-PG Corp.
Mm-hmm.
But in the advent of the meltdown and the economic troubles that we've seen, I mean, realistically, you're going to sign for all of your money, you know. But the good thing is, if you sign for the corporation, it only appears on your corporation, and so you can structure your personal file separate from your business file.
Right.
You really should be working both of those files separately because both work under a completely different set of rules.
And that's why you want to ask your banker when it's appropriate to put the loan or the facility in the business name, even though you're guaranteeing it. If it's in the business name, it doesn't show up on your, and if there is, you know, and you know, I mean, sometimes businesses fail or they default or whatever, and at least you've been able to bifurcate your credit situation and keep them separated.
There's no question about it. You really hit the nail with the hammer. Well, one of the things that I have to really start our clients out with and help them out and help them understand is, you know, for your personal credit, in the year 2000, we switched to the FICO system. The FICO system has five components, and the major component for the FICO system is credit card utilization.
Mm-hmm.
So credit card utilization. So on your personal credit, you should have very low balances at all times, and that keeps your scores very high. But in the business credit model, that's a Paydex score. So in the Paydex scoring model, it doesn't account for credit card utilization. Hmm. So now I can take those business credit cards and carry high balances and carry more debt load on the business.
So if I'm going to carry a high balance on a credit card, it needs to be a business credit card, not a personal credit.
There's no question about it. That's the only way to do it. And right. That way, my personal credit scores are always very high, which means I always can sign for more credit or have access to capital. Mm-hmm. So you have to separate those two entities.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very well put and very, very informative. What are some other things that we need to do that will help us with our business and our personal credit?
Okay, well, the first thing that most businesses make the same mistake. They think about credit usually too late into the game. So when you first establish your business, you should be establishing your business credit simultaneously. So you start out, you want to make sure that your company is incorporated. You want to try and stay away from the sole proprietorships and move right into incorporation, be it an LLC, S-Corp, or C-Corp, and that positions you for building your business credit file. Secondly, you have to make sure you're operating your business from a commercial address, and you have to have a commercial phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're, you know, a home-based business, you know, there's a lot of what's called office personalities or virtual offices that you can sign up for so that you have a corporate image for your business.
Right.
Once you have done these early steps, now you can actually apply for credit for the business, and you can get small store accounts and merchant accounts mm-hmm. with no personal guarantor.
Right. Yeah. And these are all little steps that you need to be taking, folks, to get a robust credit history with your for your small business. And you need to understand when to borrow money in your personal name and when to borrow money when you establish credit for your business, and separate the two. Don't commingle them, but use them the right way. Michael, give us your website, please.
It's 990club.com. 990 is the highest possible personal credit score.
990club, 990club.com. Dr. Michael Grayson and I will be right back. He's the author of Extreme Credit. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.